That's the sound of fans celebrating as the Traverse City Pit Spitters win the Northwoods League Baseball Championship last week.
I've been doing minor league baseball for more than 2 decades now, and I've never experienced an atmosphere in minor league baseball like what that was on Friday.
That's Pit Spitters general manager, Mickey Graham. Besides their dramatic come-from-behind 3-2 victory, the Pit Spitters also broke a league record by winning 18 games in a row this year. To talk about what's next for the team, Mickey Graham joins me in studio. Good morning, Mickey.
Hey, good morning.
We last spoke in July, Mickey, and attendance numbers weren't great. You guys were averaging just over 1,300 fans a game. But I did want to note that that jumped up in the final weeks, which pushed the regular season average attendance up a bit to almost 1,700 fans a game. Not bad. I want to focus, though, on the three home playoff games you had, where average attendance for those three games was over 3,200 fans a game. You already told me that you didn't quite expect to see those numbers for a couple years. Have you won over fans quicker than expected, do you think?
I think so. Yeah. You know, being not a new thing, but more of a rebrand, rebuild thing, it takes a little bit longer to get that sunk into people's mind and let people know what it is you're doing, who you are, and what you're trying to do in the community. Even before the playoffs, the last 4 or 5 games of the regular season, we saw a huge jump in attendance. So I think fans started to see what the experience was this year, how it was different, you know, not only on the field with the guys and how well they played, but off the field when we're, you know, trying to add some more variety of food, promotions, a customer service element. And I think that really started to get around the community and people responded.
Now, do you think that next year you're going to have to kind of build up from square one again? Or is there a way you can use the momentum from this year to transition into next year and start with larger crowds, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. We think we can build off of this. It's definitely good momentum going into the off season for us. We didn't get up here full time until, gosh, April, May, right before the season, not much long before the season. So we haven't had a whole lot of time to go out and introduce ourselves to the business leaders in the community and, you know, everyone else that we want to go out and shake hands with, let them know who we are, what we're standing for, what we hope to bring, not only for the baseball fan, but also to the entertainment fans. We're looking at concerts, and we have a dodgeball game coming up in a few days and a car show. And so we're looking for other events as well. So that's what our goal is to make this a true community asset. And we think a good offseason will get us there.
A big part of getting fans to the ballpark, you have stated, is the whole fan experience, more than just the actual game. What are you going to be doing to build off of that mindset of what you accomplished in terms of the fan experience moving forward?
Working on that already. We have our staff meeting Thursday in 6 days to go over notes from we had last year and where we can improve and what we need to do. The physical improvements that we've got to try to make to get people in and out of the ballpark easier, more handicapped seats, those sorts of things that we're going to start right away. So we got to work on the physical part of the ballpark. That's your biggest asset. But we're going to talk about promotions. You know, we want to do some crazy wild stuff out there to get the casual fan that wants to come out and just have a good time. More food options. And then, you know, Josh Rebant, the team manager, who did such an amazing job this year, is already fielding calls for players that want to come next year. So he's going to start working on putting together a team. And we think 2020 is going to be a bigger, better season for everybody.
Mickey, good luck heading into the offseason.
Great, Dan. Appreciate it.